مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear respected brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, I welcome you back to our program in which I shall be discussing, inshallah, the life, the seerah, the biography of the greatest of mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is a saying of the Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that the one to be the closest to me on the day of judgment shall be he who recites the most durood upon me in this world. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we should try to recite as much durood as possible upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as no doubt there is immense reward in sending durood. There are so many virtues, so many bounties in sending durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There are so many benefits. Let's make it a habit, inshallah azza wa jal, to recite at least 313 times durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam each and every day. Let's recite durood together now. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we're listening to the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Some events we listened to which occurred before the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the events which transpired after the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's father Hazrat Abdullah passed away when he was yet in his mother's stomach. His mother had passed away when he was at the age of 6. His grandfather Abdul Muttalib had passed away when he was at the age of 8. Similarly, he married at the age of 25, and then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the age of 40 received the first revelation of the Holy Quran. For the next 3 years after the first revelation, we heard previously that the Prophet ﷺ would initially only invite his close family towards the religion of Islam. And then when the order of the Quran was given, فَاسْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ, to call everybody openly towards that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered the Prophet ﷺ to begin to worship the only one God and the true creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, and to leave the worship of everything else. And the business of the Quraysh, or their sole income, or their main income, the majority of what they would be earning, would be due to pilgrims coming, visiting the Kaaba, performing tawaf around the Kaaba. Now, the Hajj, the Umrah pilgrimages, these would also occur even before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had ordered the Muslims to do so. So people would come and they would, no doubt, they would buy things from Makkah al-Mukarramah, and this would be a source of income for the Quraysh. And for this reason, they considered the religion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be a threat. Why? Because they would no longer possess their power. Their power would be given to the Prophet if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if they were to accept the religion of the Prophet. And similarly, everybody who worshipped the idols, and this was so famous amongst the people, then they would stop coming to the Kaaba to worship the idols, as many and most of the people in that day and age did so. So because this would monetarily, because this would economically be detrimental for the people of the Quraysh, this is why they were so arrogant and why they had rejected the faith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And some amongst others were even more harsh in dealing with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So initially they would try to deal with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. The enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would mock, na'udhu billah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. they would openly swear at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person who was once known as Al-Amin, the trustworthy, that person who was once known as As-Sadiq, the most truthful, that person whom everybody would trust, everybody would grant him their gold. Even after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had preached Islam, people would still trust him. They would give him their own wealth to save for them. This was the trust they had for the Prophet. Yet because of their arrogance, because of the pride they possessed in the heart, they could not open up their hearts to embrace the religion of Islam. But rather, they would, na'uzu billah, they would attack the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is said that some of the individuals who had accepted Islam, such as one who was Bilal, he was Abyssinian. He was the slave of Umayyah ibn Khalaf. Bilal radiallahu anhu, he had accepted Islam. And it's mentioned that when he had accepted Islam, then Umayyah ibn Khalaf, he would hit him. He would constantly hit him up until he would fall unconscious. And then he would not stop there. He would say, "Oh Bilal, leave your religion. Give up your religion." These are the things he would force him to say. Yet Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, he would never give up. It is said that Umayyah ibn Khalaf, he would get the children of the streets, those who would be the thugs of the streets, he would call them, they would tie a rope around the neck of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, and they would drag him through the streets of Makkah al-Mukarramah like he was, na'uzu billah, as if he is some sort of animal, and they would hit him and constantly hit him. They would throw stones at him. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, no matter how much pain he would go through, no matter how much pain he would go through, huge boulders of rocks being placed upon him in the heat of the desert, when the peak of the heat would, you know, when it would be so hot, when the sun, Allahu Akbar, we can imagine if we were to go to a hot country now, Jaziratul Arab, how hot it is. Imagine how hot the desert must be. And then when he is to place his body against the ground and boulders are to be placed upon him, and he is to be forced and kicked and, you know, punched and harmed so badly, yet he would always say Ahad. And some of the people who had come for the pilgrimage, they would say that, such as Hassan bin Thabit anhu, he would say, "I would see Bilal and I would think he was about to die." People like Hazrat Umar ibn As anhu, who at that time was not a Muslim, he would say that when I would see Bilal and the rock would be so hot that if I was to place any meat on that rock, that meat would become cooked. This is the torment Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was subjected to. Another individual was Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He accepted Islam in Dar Arqam, meaning the house of Hazrat Arqam ibn Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he accepted Islam, and his slave master was a woman by the name of Ummi Anmar, when she had found out that Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu anhu had accepted Islam, she sent a group of thugs to go and beat him, and again they rendered him unconscious. Now he was a blacksmith, so it is stated that, and because he was a slave, he could not do anything to his master, but he would be working, and his mistress Ummi Anmar, she would come, and when the sword or the metal or the iron would be burning, she would lift it and place it on the back of Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so it would burn through his skin and it would burn through his back, and he himself could do nothing about it, being a slave. And is also said, now Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu anhu was even an Arab. He was an Arab slave. Yet because of their hatred for Islam, these are the things they would do. And it has also been said that they arranged for Hazrat Khabbab to lie upon burning coal. To lie upon burning coal. And they would stand on top of Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu anhu in order to put out that coal using his body. And this is the pain and suffering and torture he would have to go through, that he was subjected to. And Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu anhu is one of the first to accept Islam. It is said that during the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar would say, "Oh Khabbab, tell me about some of the difficulties you went through, about the early ages of Islam." Hazrat Khabbab radhiallahu anhu, he would ask, "What is it you would like to know about?" Hazrat Umar would say, "What pains did you go through?" And Hazrat Khabbab, he would not speak, he would just uncover his back. And Hazrat Umar radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, upon seeing the marks which were left on his back, he said that tears would be coming and flowing from his eyes. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madini Channel, another individual was Hazrat Ammar ibn Yasir radhiallahu ta'ala anhu. There was Hazrat Ammar himself, there was his brother Muhammad, there was his father Yasir, and his mother by the name of Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anhum. All four of them were Muslims. His mother had been tortured. She had been beaten by the greatest enemy of Islam, the Pharaoh of the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Jahl. He would beat her and continue to beat her and continue to beat her so badly and kill her like this in front of her own son, Hazrat Ammar radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Similarly, the father, it is said that, you know, his one arm was attached to one camel, the other arm attached to another camel, or his arms attached to one camel, and his legs attached to another camel, and both camels were forced to walk in opposite directions, and then they would rip apart his body, and he too was killed. And then his brother too was thrown in the ditch and killed. And Hazrat Ammar bin Yasir, a young individual at this time, was continuously beaten. So these are the things that Abu Jahl did. He totally killed the believers, the early believers of Islam, the Muslims. And Hazrat Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, again another woman. And this woman was the first one to die as a shaheed, the first martyr of the religion of Islam. And the worst thing of all is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, people attacked him. Himself, people would curse and swear at him. It has been said that once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he was performing his salah in front of the Kaaba, and another enemy of Islam by the name of Uqba ibn Mu'id, that he began to, mazallah, he pounced on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he began to strangle the greatest of mankind sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he would strangle him so badly, and the Prophet was yet in salah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not reciprocate, and he said that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was watching, so he went and he threw Uqba ibn Mu'id off the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he would attend to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he would say to him that, "Will you kill somebody just because they believe in Allah, that they testify to believe in Allah for this reason? Would you kill them?" So all of these people, these followers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were subjected to so much hardship, so much torture, yet they remained steadfast upon the religion of Islam. And it has been stated that once, the time Abu Jahl, he had noticed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam praying salah again in the Haram Sharif, and he calls out to the people and he says to them that, "Is there anybody who can bring the stomach and the intestines of a slaughtered camel belonging to such and such tribe and place it at the place where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to do sajda?" And he said that this was brought, and again by that same Uqba ibn Mu'id, it was thrown against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was placed in front or at the place where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to perform sajda. And they mocked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They laughed at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there was the beloved daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radhiallahu anha. She, upon seeing this, her own father who was being harmed, and she ran and she removed that, just holding that, Allahu Akbar, and with her bare hands she had removed those intestines, that stomach, from in front of her beloved father. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had seen that his own daughter, Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radhiallahu anha, that she had to remove it from her hands, it is said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Allahumma alayka bi Quraysh." And it is said that each and every one of these individuals, people like Abu Jahl, عتبة ابن ربيعة، شيبة ابن ربيعة، وليد ابن عتبة، أمية ابن خلف، أمارة ابن وليد. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had been specifically referring to these individuals. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه, he says that I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I had seen their corpses in the battlefield after the first battle of Badr, and they were dragged and thrown disrespectfully into a pit hole, meaning the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been accepted and these people had to face their punishment. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we are living in a time where we have not gone through the difficulties, the hardships, the harms, the pains, the punishments. We have not faced those difficulties that they faced. We have not faced. We are living in a life of ease. I beg my dear viewers that we have the religion of Islam. So many people had to sacrifice their lives. They had to go through so much pain in order to keep this religion with us. The grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was also killed and he was martyred to protect the religion of Islam. Yet, are we truly acting upon the religion of Islam? Do we pray our 5 daily prayers? Do we regularly fast during the month of Ramadan? And even outside of the month of Ramadan, do we fast? Do we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way we should worship Him? Do we refrain from sins? Please, my dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, please stop performing sins. Please stop committing sins. Perform good deeds. Act in accordance to the Sharia. Recite the Holy Quran regularly. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make the most of this short life that we have. And inshallah azza wa jal, we shall be rewarded in the Akhirah. Let's take a message from the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Try to act upon the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And unfortunately, now time has again gotten the better of us. So we will end here, but continue to recite the durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman أبدا مولاي صلي وسلم دائماً